Chapter 2. And why we were there, and by whose strange laws, that which mattered most could not be. To meet, or otherwise, whether to sally and see thee, girl of my dreams, or whether to stay and see thee not. How vast the difference seems of yea from nay just now. Yet this same sun will slant its beams at no far day on our two mounds, and then what will the difference weigh? Yet I will see thee, maiden dear, and make the most I can, of what remains to us amid this great Cimmerian through which we grope, and from whose thorns we ache, while still we scan round our frail faltering progress for some path or plan. By briefest meeting something sure is won, it will have been. Nor god nor demon can undo the done, unsight the scene, make muted music be as unbegun, though things tear and groan in their bondage till oblivion supervene. So, to the one long sweeping symphony from times remote till now, of human tenderness, shall we supply one note, small and untraced, yet that will ever be somewhere afloat amid the spheres, as part of sick life's antidote. The difference. I, sinking down by the gate, I discern the thin moon, and a blackbird tries over old airs in the pine, but the moon is a sorry one, sad the bird's tune, for this spot is unknown to that heartmate of mine. Too, did my heartmate, but haunt here at times such as now, the song would be joyous and cheerful the moon, but she will see never this gate, path, or bow, nor I find a joy in the scene or the tune. The sun on the bookcase, student's love song. Once more the cauldron of the sun smears the bookcase with winy red, and here my page is, and there my bed, and the apple tree shadows travel along. Soon their intangible track will be run, and dust grows strong, and they be fled. Yes. Now the boiling ball is gone, and I have wasted another day. But wasted, do I say? Is it a waste? To have imaged one beyond the hills there, who, anon, my great deeds done, will be mine alway? When I set out for Lyonesse, a 100 miles away, the rime was on the spray, and starlight lit my lonesomeness, when I set out for Lyonesse 100 miles away. What would betchance at Lyonesse, while I should sojourn there no prophet durst declare, nor did the wisest wizard guess, what would betchance at Lyonesse, while I should sojourn there. When I came back from Lyonesse with magic in my eyes, none managed to surmise what meant my godlike gloriousness, when I came back from Lyonesse with magic in my eyes. A thunderstorm in town, a reminiscence. She wore a new ericotta dress, and we stayed, because of the pelting storm, within the hansom's dry recess, though the horse had stopped. Yea, motionless we sat on, snug and warm. Then the downpour ceased, to my sharp sad pain, and the glass, that had screened our forms before flew up, and out she sprang to her door. I should have kissed her, if the rain had lasted a minute more. The torn letter. I tore your letter in two strips no bigger than the airy feathers, that ducks preen out in changing weathers upon the shifting ripple tips. Two, in darkness on my bed alone I seemed to see you in a vision, and hear you say, hi, this derision of one drawn to you, though unknown. Three, yes, Eve's quick mood had run its course, the night had cooled my hasty madness. I suffered a regretful sadness which deepened into real remorse. I thought what pensive patient days a soul must know of grain so tender, how much of good must grace the sender of such sweet words in such bright phrase. V, uprising then, as things unpriced I sought each fragment, patched and mended, the midnight whitened ear I had ended and gathered words I had sacrificed. Vi, but some, alas, of those I threw, were past my search, destroyed forever. They were your name and place. And never did I regain those clues to you. Why, I learned I had missed, by rash unheed, my track, that, so the will decided, in life, death, we should be divided, and at the sense I ached indeed. The, that ache for you, born long ago, throbs on, I never could outgrow it. What a revenge, did you but know it? But that, thank God, you do not know. Beyond the last lamp, near Tooting Common, I, while rain, with Eve in partnership, descended darkly, drip, 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 Beyond the last lone lamp I passed walking slowly, whispering sadly, two linked loiterers, one, downcast. Some heavy thought constrained each face, and blinded them to time and place. Two, the pair seemed lovers, yet absorbed in mental scenes, no longer orbed by love's young rays. Each countenance as it slowly, as it sadly caught the lamplight's yellow glance held in suspense a misery at things which had been or might be. Three, when I retrod that watery way some hours beyond the droop of day, still I found pacing there the twain just as slowly, just as sadly, heedless of the night and rain. One could but wonder who they were, and what wild woe detained them there. IV, though 30 years of blur and blot of slid, since I beheld that spot, and saw in curious converse there moving slowly, moving sadly that mysterious tragic pair, its olden look may linger on all but the couple, they have gone. V, whither? Who knows, indeed? And yet to me, when nights are weird and wet, without those comrades there a tryst creeping slowly, creeping sadly, that lone lane does not exist. There they seem brooding on their pain, and will, while such a lane remain. The face at the casement, if ever joy leave an abiding sting of sorrow, so befell it on the morrow of that May eve. The traveled sun dropped to the northwest, low and lower, the pony's trot grew slower, and then we stopped. His cozy house just by I must call it for a minute, a sick man lies within it who soon will die. He wished to marry me, so I am bound, when I drive near him, to inquire, if but to cheer him, how he may be. A message was sent in, and wordlessly we waited, till someone came and stated the bulletin. And that the sufferer said, for her call no words could thank her, as his angel he must rank her till life's spark fled. Slowly we drove away, when I turned my head, although not called, why so I turned I know, not even to this day. And lo, there in my view pressed against an upper lattice, was a white face, gazing at us as we withdrew. And well did I divine it to be the man's there dying, who but lately had been sighing for her pledged mine. Then I deigned a deed of hell, it was done, before I knew it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.